This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, February 27th, brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. With a challenged farm economy, especially the crop sector, many producers are anxious to see disaster and economic assistance dollars approved by Congress last year distributed by USDA. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the agency intends to beat the deadline set by Congress.
Government rarely makes their deadlines, but this time we will, and in fact, hopefully earlier than that. So help is on the way, just around the corner. We have been frantically getting the process in place to ensure that we do it right, to ensure that we are, distributing the money to the right people at the right, in the right places. But that we get that aid out as soon as possible. So it's coming in the next few weeks.
There are calls on Capitol Hill for the Trump administration to justify the job cuts and government downsizing underway. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says there's a delicate balance with DOGE at USDA.
What DOGE represents is an effort to right-size government. I think that everybody would agree, and that's why President Trump was elected overwhelmingly, that the government has gotten too big and it's drifted in a massive way. The other side of that, though, is agriculture is different and USDA is different. We have, to preserve and protect and in many ways make whole those who are feeding the world and feeding America. And I think that's where, John Bozeman and others are landing on this. And so I take that very, very seriously.
Rollins says the DOGE downsizing cut too deep in the avian influenza front.
So there are some significant concerns that if we moved out on a vaccine too quickly, that A, it's a gigantic waste of taxpayer dollars. B, it causes some mutations in the virus that I don't begin to understand, right? I'm an ag major from Texas A&M, but the really smart people on this say there's a lot of implications there, especially as it could potentially mutate and move to humans.
Politico reported today many former employees have been reluctant to return their previous jobs at the Ag Department. One employee said action by the Trump administration indicates that federal jobs may not be secure. Rollins announced a multifaceted $1 billion investment at USDA into the avian influenza spread of the country. She hopes government can collaborate efforts to stem the spread of the disease that continues to spread to various species of mammals.
And what I've learned is that people and government tend to work in silos. And I don't know if that's human nature. I'm still trying to figure out, but why aren't we talking to the countries that vaccinate, figuring out what works and what doesn't work? Why don't we have an all of government approach to this, which actually should sound a little bit scary because sometimes the government can be a little too prescriptive and big. But the other thing on this is why aren't we working with our state ag commissioners and our governors and our state veterinarians on this?
President Donald Trump plans to impose tariffs on Canada and Mexico starting this coming Tuesday. Trump also plans to double the 10% universal tariff charged on imports from China. Trump said illicit drugs being smuggled into the United States at unacceptable levels and that import taxes would force other countries to crack down on the trafficking. Trump said the tariffs would go into effect March 4th. Also said China would likewise be charged that additional 10% tariff on that date. Farm income forecast from the USDA today suggests farmers will see better gross income this year, up to $180.1 billion. But USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says the projection contains roughly $42 billion in direct government payments to farmers. The USDA's Agriculture Outlook Forum today suggested a corn crop of 94 million acres, total production at 15.58 billion. Average yield at 181 bushels an acre. Soybeans at 84 million acres. Total production 4.38 billion with an average yield of 52.5 bushels an acre. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers. That's fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.